5:46. It's cold. It's slippery. Sylvania's already on a two-hour delay for schools. A lot of closings up in Michigan through Thursday. Check our Q105 Facebook page for all of that. Welcome to the show. We've decided, well, we're happy you've decided to start your morning
with
the morning reboot. Today on the show,
Oregon and Washington Local just went on a two-hour delay.
They're all going to come in now.
I know. They're all going to trickle, that domino effect.
TPS will be next, perhaps. Up today, tacos and trivia. Tuesday, we'll hone in on boy bands. If you know your boy band trivia, you provide the tacos. We do the trivia. That happens after 7 o'clock. A panel full of ladies around 7:30. We'll ask you some questions. And one person will score tickets to John Cusack at the Stranahan coming up on February 8th to watch Gross Point Blank. And then a Q&A with him. 8 o'clock, describe your job badly. And our friend Jeffy McGee will be here after 9 o'clock. I think Demetrius will join us to play the trailer game. Gina Rodriguez from Jane the Virgin has a movie coming out later on this week. So we're going to do from TV stars to movie icons in honor of her. A busy show today to be a part of it. 419-240-1055. You can text that number as well. We'll see your text messages at 9 or a couple of minutes before that. We'll get you out your very first word of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. We couldn't do the show without our friend Mike Buck. He's our sponsor, Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. If you want podcasts for this show, we realize it's a lot to ask to hang on from now till 10 o'clock. But if you want the entire podcast, wait till after 10 o'clock. You'll get all 2 hours of content that we do. You can get it several places. The easiest way to go might be text Eric to 419-240-1055. You can always hit me up and I'll get you a link to the podcast as well. I think that's it. It's the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase. Good morning. And Floyd?
Good morning.
How are you feeling today?
Icky Poos, the sequel.
I think you'll get better as the day goes on.
Yeah, I'll be fine, hopefully. My throat's like burning.
Yeah, yesterday when you came in, you weren't feeling well.
I look like it. I use it all the time. What a disheveled uncle. I was just, hair was a mess.
You perked up throughout the morning, though.
Yeah.
You always feel worst when you wake up.
Isn't it, though? It's so. And I stayed at my mom's house last night because for some reason I thought the Arctic blast was coming today.
Mm-mm.
It's tomorrow. I could have stayed in my bed last night.
Let me give you the forecast here quickly. Sylvania, you said Washington Local?
Sylvania, Washington Local, and Oregon just came in. And Genoa.
We have a wind chill warning until 4 o'clock Thursday. Today, cloudy, gusty winds, a high of only 13. It will feel much colder tomorrow. Dangerous day of wind chills. 6 below for the high. Thursday, sunny and 0 for a high. The good news is by the weekend, we'll be in the 30s and Sunday up into the mid-40s. But for the next couple of days, I would suggest you do all that you can to stay home. And I've never been so happy to have to live in a condo. For one, they shoveled yesterday well. And then I also have a garage to keep my car in. It's not heated, mm-hmm. but it's better than starting it up outside.
Yeah. I'm a starter up outsider. Yep. It's not fun. It's like, how long are you supposed to warm up your car for? Because I'm a 5-10 minute person tops, and my car is still like, eh, eh, eh.
I think the longer the better.
Is it?
And the older the car, the harder it is to get it warm.
I got a 2012. It's not that old.
How many miles you got?
A lot. There's a lot on there.
What's a lot?
I'm a traveling diva.
You are. That's.
There's a lot of miles on good old Millennium Falcon.
That should be your tagline. Floyd Anderson, traveling diva.
Traveling diva. Yeah, there's a few in there.
My heat came on yesterday. I got it fixed.
Did it have that stinky heat smell?
No, it took a lot of work. The guy showed up about 3 o'clock, and he had to go run and get a part. So by the time it was all said and done, he was gone at 6:30. And from the time I got home to the gym, so for 3 hours, the boys and I sat in the bedroom with the space heater on, trying to keep warm. And I think it got down to, it's amazing. Like if it's 57 next week, shorts and a t-shirt to the gym. 57 in my place, we were all freezing.
Bundle up, yeah. Because that's how it was. My other job, the heat didn't work in one part of the building. And the thermometer kept saying 64. I said, well, this is not 64. Like, there's a complete temperature change. Because 64 outside, you're like, ooh, I'm kind of perspiring from my forehead. 64 inside, you're like, can I have my jacket? Yeah, it's weird how that works.
Mm.
Science.
With science.
Science.
With whatever caused that, the heating malfunction, it was part of my Saturday with doing some aesthetic upgrades, and I had to make some returns to Menards and Home Depot. No questions asked.
How many times have you returned stuff to there?
Not a lot.
Okay.
But, I purchased a lot of...
Do they know you by name yet?
No.
Are you sure?
No. In fact, I've never seen the same person twice at Home Depot at the checkout.
Right. That's always the worst, though, when you go to the store and they're like, hello, Mr. Anderson. I'm like, how dare you know me?
Yeah.
I was here 5 hours ago. Leave me alone.
With all the times that I've been to Home Depot since I moved in, you'd think that they would, but I'm always prepared to be overly nice when returning something, especially since we kind of broke the dimmer by the zap and not turning off the breaker. And all I said was, I'd like to return this. It doesn't work.
That's all you have to do.
Did you install it? Yes, it does not work.
It does not work, yeah. That's always the best when you return something. Is there something wrong with it? In the back of your brain, you're like, absolutely. Yeah, I tried it and it just didn't work. What do you mean it didn't work? It didn't work.
I try to be as careful as possible. I don't want to be a jerk because I don't want the bad karma. I've found that customer service is pretty darn good as long as you don't come in with like a foul ranting attitude.
Attitude, yeah, for sure. I agree with that. But have you ever done those times where like you return something and you know they don't believe you, but they have to take it back?
Yeah.
They're like,
I haven't
like
seen them.
Like you get the whole, what's wrong with it? Oh, I just didn't use it. You sure? I didn't use it. Knowing darn well I used it. They're like, and then you get the, I was like, what's your looks of judgment? Give me my store credit.
Yeah.
I can't find the receipt either. There you go.
There's I feel like, at least the places that I encounter, there's better customer service than ever.
Yeah.
And that goes for even, I had to call Buckeye yesterday because something was screwy on my bill. And I know so many people love to complain about Buckeye. It's people's pastime.
Yeah.
I don't. I've never had.
You're just like, fix my stuff. I don't even.
There was
I don't want to be here either, so let's go.
My cable was out last. Yesterday was a crummy day. Managed. My cable was out for 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I called, and the recording came on and said, we've got an outage in your area. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes later, it came on. What's the old line? You get more bees with blank than blank?
Yeah.
Just be nice to people.
Yeah, even if they're like giving you a hard time. Like, I know we're all so quick to spit off at the mouth, but you never know what that person's going through. Like, they could, like, I don't want to be like the dramatic of the dramatic. They could be going through a divorce or like family problems, or they're probably going through the same thing you are. And guess what? Their boss is like, sorry, Kelly, bring yourself inside today.
Yeah.
So like, you never know what they're going through.
Somebody in their family, a divorce is a good example. I've shared this thought many times. It's a good way to teach yourself empathy instead of being combative. Like, this person is just not flatly allowing me to get good customer service. Well, divorce, I mean, it could be anything. Maybe they got a cancer diagnosis. Yeah. I mean, that's extreme.
Like, and like for me, like when I call a customer service and I know I'm going to get an automated system and eventually talk to a person, I always put myself in the mindset like, I didn't want to call you. You probably didn't want to answer me. So, you know, you got to get in that headset of like, they don't want to take your call as much as you don't even want to call them.
Well, I mean, it's part of their job.
I mean, it's part of their job. But like, no one wakes up every day going, I can't wait to call customer service. Just like they're like, I can't wait to take your phone call about something I can't really fix because it's come from something higher.
Yeah, but maybe some of those, the good customer service people, I would hope have an attitude of, what can I do to help you?
Right.
They're miniature superheroes.
Yeah.
When I call,
especially when you really need something and they're like, well, let me figure out. Let me place you on a brief hold. Like, you get those people, you're just like, yeah, she's going to figure this out for me. And sometimes it's just like, hold. Okay.
Right.
That it. And you just hear them like in the background. I'm like, oh, you're just slapping your fingers on that keyboard, ma'am or sir. I'm not here to judge.
Yesterday was one of those days. I told you yesterday, like, I slammed my beat and banged my bank account all weekend. And I wanted to play roulette and check it. I had a mysterious charge from Amazon, $124, and I had just ordered more Death Wish coffee from Amazon, but I went into my orders and I hadn't ordered anything else since for the last couple of weeks, the piping for my shelves.
Yeah.
And it said this charge was on think it was on the 20, we'll say the 22nd or 23rd.
Okay.
There were no orders in my Amazon from them. And I tried to call my bank, but they had an overwhelming amount of calls I couldn't get through.
Right.
Nothing. And then somehow it dawned on me. I figured that if there was going to be a bizarre charge from Amazon, that would be fairly easy to track.
Right.
It was my annual payment to Amazon Prime.
Oh.
Which there was no notification of, which is fine.
Right.
But not even like a complimentary email. Like hey.
Hey, just so you know.
Right. And I
and that was my thing with Prime when I first doing like the lump sum thing. They would take it out right away. And, and it's always like a week where I needed it or something like that. So it's just like, let me just pay month to month, even though it's like an extra $20.
Right.
But I was just like, okay, this is fine.
There may be, there's a lot of things that, that separate me from most human beings.
Normal folk.
Yeah. The one that might separate me the most is extreme financial responsibility,
mm-hmm.
even amid my drunk Amazoning or t-shirt binges from time to time. I'm very fortunate, but I don't take it for granted to be fortunate and have had some help from my dad over mm-hmm. the years. But I also like to think that I'm more responsible financially than most people. So.
You are.
So when I get drilled with a $254 Toledo Edison bill, it's more like, what can I do to get this under control rather than,
let me figure out how
I can't pay it.
Right. I am going to go back to your drunk Amazoning. I used to have an issue with that.
What do you do?
Just wait 2 days to get it and just like, ooh, look at this new trinket I'm never going to use. That's fine.
Have you gone through the practice? Like, it's become a pastime of mine where when I'm on one of my like collectible hunting binges,
uh-huh.
I don't even go to the step of putting it into the cart. I know a lot of people can get the same effect of buying as when they put it in their cart and then they leave and they forget about it. Excuse me. I just add it to my favorites.
I think I've switched to doing that. I used to be a cart person because I'm like, why do I have 15 things in this cart? And then go through it. I'm just like, oh, why do I even need that?
Right.
But I think I've just done the favorites thing. I'm just like, let me go back to see if I really, really, really want this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very, amid my financial responsibility, I can be impulsive in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Had I waited a little bit over the weekend, I wouldn't have bought. I'll show you the flashlight that I got, which I'm not thrilled with. But
a flashlight?
It's the flashlight means it's completely in the wall.
I know what it is, but it sounds like a toy too.
A flashlight?
Yeah, I just see my face like too early.
This won't make sense for you listening, but do you want to see my flashlight?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I just held my hand up to Floyd. I don't exercise as much impulse control as I could, but I think I'm more disciplined in a lot of ways than
uh-huh.
most people. Because let's say like last night there was a t-shirt sale,
mm-hmm.
and it was before bed, and I wasted a half an hour when I could have been reading or finishing a show instead mm-hmm. of like deciding, do I want any of these? And if I would shop but then take 15 minutes and walk away, I'm like a little child. Something else would catch my attention,
uh-huh.
and I wouldn't spend that money.
You're strong.
Not always. Not always, because sometimes I forget to just walk away because something else will catch my attention.
I don't do it. I think, who was it? I'm going to misquote this person, but like Oprah was like, when you find yourself like in deep despair of buying something, just shut the computer. Like, just shut it. That's all you have to do.
But then you need to find something else to do.
Right, but she was just like, just shut it because it's going to turn off. You have to go through that process, and odds are you're going to have to find that search again. Just shut it. And I'm like, listen, Oprah, you will not tell me what to do as I easily close my computer top.
Take your debit card out of Amazon and eBay.
I have done that.
Yeah. That's one small step.
I don't eBay anymore. Do you eBay still?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
I do.
I don't know. I used to be eBay like in high school, but.
Here, I got to show you something.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to do the rated game in a couple of minutes.
I'm excited. I love the rated game.
So here's my phone.
Oh, flamingos everywhere.
I want you to scroll there. Do you see comics?
Yeah.
Go into that one and then go into Transformer toys.
Yes. Was this your favorites?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And scroll.
I'm scrolling. Oh, it's never ending.
Yeah, I just put them in there.
Is this stuff like you want?
Yeah. And then, like you said, I go back and go, do I really want this? Or sometimes.
Until I click on it and see what it looks like.
Yeah. Sometimes I buy stuff, I forget I purchased it. And then I think about buying it again. I'm like, wait a second, do I have this?
You could open your own Transformer Museum.
I know. Excuse I know. Me. 6:01, the rated game is less than 15 minutes away. Sylvania is on 2-hour delay. Oregon, Washington, local, and I'm sure more.
Anthony Wayne just popped up.
There you go. I'm gonna guess. I will speculate. All schools that are able to listen to our voices right now will be on 2-hour delay. You can check our Q105 Facebook page for more. Q105. 6:14. Good morning. The morning reboot with Eric Chase and Floyd. You can text the show. You can call to play the rated game now with us if you'd like. 419-240-1055. Quick update. Sorry, a correction. Make that. The wind chill warning begins tonight at 7. Not that it makes much of a difference. It's damn cold outside right now.
It's still cold, yeah.
And there were slick spots when you were leaving.
Yes, and I stayed at my mom's last night, so it was only like 3 to 5 minute drive. Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like there was a lot of slick spots and potential black ice. So
I was a kid, I'd be like, the road was shiny.
It was. It was. So be careful on your commute this morning. Pretty much all the schools are in 2-hour delays in our area and then up in Michigan. Many are already closed through Thursday when the wind chill warning will wrap up 4 o'clock on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do a little rated game action?
Yes.
So here's how this works. You can call or just play along wherever you are if you'd like. I'll give Floyd something. And then 419, our number is 419-240-1055. I'll throw something out and Floyd will tell me overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Here we go.
It's the topic now and will be for the next couple of days. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Wind.
Oh, that's properly rated because you need it to know what's going on.
Or else
you'll freeze and get cardiac arrests.
I would say.
I just read the news. I don't know.
I'd say it's underrated.
Wind is underrated?
Yeah, because whether it's summertime or wintertime, it's an overlooked meteorological nightmare.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
We'll
just gotta plant your feet.
Because tomorrow it'll be 6 below. With the wind, it's another 30 degrees colder. By the way, quick note.
Yes.
And stop me if I use foul language. If you have to be told to keep your pets inside or don't let them linger outside, you should
not own pets. I was thinking the same thing.
That's like when I see people on Twitter. They're like, you know what? You shouldn't be a racist. You tweeting that is not going to stop them from being
right,
racist.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's like when people have kids and they're like, just, for example, kids should not be around a stove when you're cooking. Like, you should know that. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking. It's early.
Next up, overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Yes.
Massages.
Oh. I think they're underrated, and this is coming from someone who's never had a massage.
Okay. Next up, overrated, underrated, properly rated, Baby Shark.
That is overrated. If I hear that darn song one more time, do you know the song?
I've never heard it. I've just seen all about it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a Netflix show now, too. Sorry, all the parents out there.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated, homeless shelters.
Oh, those are underrated. We need those. And I know I've been doing some searches, and I've shared a few on my Facebook. A few places around Toledo are going to be warm centers for people.
Yeah,
next 48 hours.
Many of the ones that aren't usually will be open 24 hours over the next couple of days. Overrated, underrated, properly rated, heart-shaped candy. Any kind.
Those are overrated.
Like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, those are overrated.
Okay. I have heart-shaped Chick-fil-A news.
What is happening now?
Hang on.
excuse me.
I don't like the national days. They irritate me.
What do you mean by that?
Today is National Blankety Blank Day.
Oh, like those random, like, tomorrow would be National Cardboard Day. Like, everyone's like, cardboard rights.
I dislike them unless when we do our next national election, we can establish a board that can align these. Yesterday was National Bubble Wrap Day.
I saw you share that. Or you posted it.
I don't have enough middle fingers to put up for that.
Why do we need a National Bubble Wrap Day?
Bubble wrap. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
It's properly rated. We use it for what it's made for, to pop.
Yeah. Even when you're popping it, it's properly rated.
It's properly rated.
Or properly rated.
I can't say it.
We're going to do boy band trivia for Tacos and Trivia Tuesday a little after 7. So less than an hour from now, someone will win tickets to Jim Gaffigan today. Announce the show for the Zoo. 98 degrees. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. The band.
The band?
Not the temperature.
They're underrated. Give me just one night. Oh, no, no. What was their first song? I always think...
Their first... I can't tell you because that may be one of the questions.
Okay,
later.
Okay, that's fair.
Last one: overrated, underrated, properly rated. Airport. And I have a question.
Yes.
Is it Airport Highway or Airport Road?
Where is Airport Highway?
Is it?
That's a highway.
Okay. Are you sure?
I'm dead serious. It's a highway.
Airport Highway.
Yes. Properly rated. Let's see. It's underrated because Airport Highway doesn't get as much love as all the other major streets in Toledo. It's underrated. I feel like that's one of those connection streets that everyone goes up and down. You know that traffic you hit when you go by Franklin Park Mall?
Mm-hmm.
You can do the same thing down Airport Highway when you hit, what is that, Holland, Sylvania area where everything is.
Yep. Spring Meadows.
Spring Meadows. There we go. I've not lived here half my life.
I would rather... swim through peanuts with a peanut allergy then do Airport Highway in the middle of the day or God forbid rush hour from the trail to burn. It's painful.
It's horrible. And then throw on top of it the two train tracks that are the most busiest train tracks in America. I'm going to create an app called the Train Tracker.
I like it.
For people like me, it was like, click it up. Like, is there a train coming? I can go this way today.
It's a great idea. You need to tell me if somebody has already thought of it.
I don't know, because if they have, I would have downloaded it.
Okay.
Because I use it. I would use it.
Downtown will be lit up a little bit differently, and some things to inform you of going on that you got to take care of in the next couple of days in our news in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 train.
Hey, good morning. 6:34 on Q105 with the morning reboot with Eric Chase. Wind chill warning in effect tonight at 7 till Thursday at 4 o'clock. It's going to be historically cold, mostly tomorrow, but today will not be warm by any stretch of the imagination. A lot of delays in all the local schools already. And I'd be surprised if they didn't all close for tomorrow.
Just as a precaution.
What time do you think the schools will close for tomorrow today?
I wouldn't be surprised if we found out today. Like, I'd give it like the school day today. So like by 3.
Because it's
impending doom, to be honest. Like, it's coming.
The forecast would have to be historically inaccurate.
Right.
I mean, even without the wind chills tomorrow, with a high of only 6 below, they're not opening.
I went to Whitmer, and I believe we had like one day that, it was like a few days that was like, -15 and we closed. So like, mm-hmm. This is like, we're tapping in like Antarctica territory.
I'm surprised that like in Michigan, they haven't already closed through Thursday. The schools here have not, but
yeah,
we'll see.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
New lights downtown. You might've seen it already at the Veterans Glass City Skyway. That's the 280 bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Some new lights are finally in place. Through the Arts Commission of Greater Toledo, 6 local artists created multiple light shows, out of which 2 from each was selected for use on the bridge. The 12 shows will rotate on 2-week cycles, with each show taking turns at the two-day weekend slot. Their creations will be supplemented by special shows commissioned by ODOT. There were some for New Year's Day. An orange barrel theme for National Work Zone Awareness Week. Waving and static representations of the flag. Snowflakes. School colors for UT and BG, along with Ohio State and Michigan, when those two football rivalry games are played.
Nice. Have you ever driven over it when the lights aren't on?
This is
the freakiest. No. At night.
No.
Well, my friend Elijah and I, we were heading to Sandusky Saturday, and they weren't on, and it was eerie. I mean, you're only up there for, like, what, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, but it's still, like they have the lights, but, like, without seeing it, like, illuminated, it just feels like you're coasting over the Maumee River. I guess it's kind of cool, but I freak out, so yeah.
Tomorrow will be a freaky day over the bridges. I would be surprised if the bridges weren't closed to at least.
I would say, with your wind.
Yeah, to at least trucks.
Mm-hmm.
With the extreme cold in the forecast, Republic Services plans to suspend pickup on Wednesday with the wind chills getting to the historic lows that they will be. The city of Toledo made the announcement on Facebook last night. Concerns over the potential record-breaking temps and wind chills led to the decision. That means Wednesday collection will occur Thursday, and any reasonable individual can think about what will happen next. Right. Thursday will be Friday. Friday will be Saturday. I don't even know if they'll be out on Thursday. They might have to cancel 2 days.
I say treat it like a holiday, people.
Or a two-day holiday.
A two-day holiday, yeah, for sure.
With the 60 to 80 degree difference in roughly over 4 days, the city says you can expect some more potholes to pop up. The biggest threat to the roads during the low wind chills are water main breaks. So even you in your apartment, drip your faucets. Drip your faucets or your pipes don't freeze.
Run home.
That might also be an old wives' tale. My dad always told me, if you're the last one to bed, drip the faucets.
I've heard that before. I don't think my sister and I ever did it, but
The city says road crews will be out in full force next week as temperatures are expected to moderate quite a bit. By Super Bowl Sunday, we could be near 50.
I saw that. I'm like, I'll take it. I'll take 50. Trust me. I'll take 50.
If my math is right, let's say we get to... Let's say it's 45 below with wind chills tomorrow.
Yes.
And it's 45 above zero on Sunday.
Then 100 degrees difference.
Yeah.
Math.
If you see any potholes, you can call Engage Toledo. And I would just save this number in your phone for the next couple of months. 419-936-2020. You can report potholes. And lastly, Floyd, you mentioned it yesterday. Lucas County dog owners have until tomorrow, Thursday, I'm sorry, to register our companions with the risk of a fine up to $100. The regulation is in place for anyone who owns, keeps, or harbors a dog more than 3 months of age. You can get a single year, a 3 year, or a permanent dog license for $250. You can register by mail. It's probably too late for that. But go to many of the participating agencies, including all Lucas County Public Library locations. Our friend Jason, deputy director of the library, was in on Friday, and he said there's going to be some lines because people will be descending upon the library to get their license. You could be fined up to $25 or even up to $100. And the license program helps keep Lucas County Canine Care and Control much in business, but also helps people return helps people get their lost dogs back to them as well.
And do it. It's very inexpensive, too. And, like, I know most people, their pets are their children. Like, treat them as such.
They're mine.
You would go to lengths for your actual human child, for your four-legged child.
One of the biggest albums ever is going to become a musical and a free watch for a Oscar-nominated movie before 7 o'clock.
Q105.
652, good morning. The morning reboot with Eric Chase and Floyd. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. Just before 9 o'clock today is your very first chance to win the $1,000 payoff. A little bit after 7 o'clock, which is quickly approaching, we will begin Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. We'll focus on boy bands and give you a chance to win tickets. Be one of the first people here in Toledo to score tickets to Jim Gaffigan, who's going to have a show at the zoo. Let me say it slowly. Summertime.
Summertime.
Remember?
I feel like that was needed. Sorry.
No, we
was needed.
Anything with warmth. It was remember last weekend where people were getting all over the Wood County Sheriff for not declaring any snow emergency levels, and then he relented, and I appreciated his thought process of not wanting to interfere in the lives of his citizens,
right?
But also saying that you're a person of authority. People look to you for guidance. Ryan Weekman from WTOL tweeted something out last night. And Ryan's not into hyperbole. Ryan just does his job, and if he didn't have to be on Twitter, he wouldn't be. He's not clickbait. He's not trying to drop wows. He's not trying to get favorites.
But if it's the tweet I think you're talking about, it's kind of funny.
This is why snow emergency levels need to be dictated by people in positions of authority. Surprised by how many times I've been asked in the past 24 hours, so let me do my best to answer. No, there will not be any level 3 travel bans issued because of the wind chill. That's not how it works. It's based on road conditions. Yes, you're going to work this week. My sarcastic tone added for emphasis.
Yes. That's how I read it, too.
Do you ever sit back and go, wow, that's just so funny. Who would ever think like that? And you're actually the person that's that dumb?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I am.
It's similar.
Like, even with you reading it, I'm kind of just like, really? It's, like, you can't, like, work the system somehow?
It's similar to the people who need to be reminded not to leave their dogs outside.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Common sense.
This is why Thanos was right. Half of you need to die. Speaking of comic book movies, maybe the biggest one ever, Black Panther, has a Best Picture nomination. It will be returning to theaters to create some buzz, obviously, even though the votes are in for Oscars, but also for Black History Month.
Oh, Friday, people. Friday.
They've digitally removed the two white characters.
They did not.
Someone will
did believe. They? Because I would totally believe you right now.
They have digitally removed Martin Freeman and Andy Serkis from the movie
no.
so that the movie is solely filled with African Americans.
You stop it now.
The cool part about this is the tickets and screenings will be free February 1st through the 7th at 250 AMC theaters around the country. Good news. Well, bad news. The only place in Ohio showing them are in the Columbus area. Good news, Dearborn, Livonia up in Michigan, we'll be showing them for free if you want to grab those tickets.
All right. That's not a bad hike.
Nope. Cardi B was with her people at the AVN Awards, the Adult Video News Awards, the so-called Oscars of porn, and she did some lingerie photos and posted them to Instagram this past weekend. She performed Saturday night at an AVN ceremony in Vegas and posted a couple of steamy to slightly risque photos, depending on your sensibility, of herself in blue lingerie. Both appear to have been taken in an elevator. She's a 26-year-old and the first ever female music performer at the AVN Awards, opening the show with Bickin' Head and She Bad. After her performance, she told the crowd, "I'm so excited for these awards, more than the Grammys. I don't know why."
I know why.
Why?
It's the Porn Star Awards.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Have you heard of them before?
I have. I actually had an invite to go a few years ago, and I couldn't go.
How come?
Because I didn't have the funds, but my friend was nominated.
Really?
I had three friends nominated. I'm friends with porn stars, by the way. Don't judge. But yeah, three of them were nominated, and two were nominated this year.
Philip always used to share with us that there are porn stars here in the area.
Oh, there are.
Male or female?
They're all encompassing.
Okay.
They're more inclusive than us. Gay people. Like they take in everyone. They don't care who you are. They're a loving community.
Jagged Little Pill, you know the album, right?
Yes.
Alanis Morissette. One of the, I don't know, three or five biggest albums of the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It's a musical that's coming to Broadway this fall at a theater to be named later. Jagged Little Pill is inspired by the themes and emotions of Morissette's album of the same name. The story follows the Healys, who appear to be a picture-perfect suburban family. But when the cracks beneath the surface begin to show, they must choose between maintaining the veneer or defiantly facing truths about themselves and the world around them. The show includes several of Alanis' hits from that album, including You Ought to Know, Head Over Feet, Hand in My Pocket, Ironic, that album was loaded, as well as some newly written songs for the stage. The world premiere production of Jagged Little Pill ran for 79 sold-out shows in the summer of last year at the American Repertory Theater in Massachusetts. The 10-week engagement marked the longest-running and highest-grossing production in that theater's history. Dates, theater, and casting for the Broadway production will be announced at a later date.
Hmm.
Of interest to you?
Maybe. Because, like, when you said You Ought to Know, I just thought, like, a huge chorus line of angry women dancing it out to their men.
It was kind of gruesome the way Anton Yelchin died several years ago. He was one of Hollywood's mm-hmm. most promising and beloved young actors. It's obvious not only from his big body of work, but also the sheer number of people who gathered to pay tribute to him in Love and Tosha, a new documentary about the late Star Trek star that premiered Monday at the Sundance Film Festival. Chris Pine, Jennifer Lawrence, Jodie Foster, J.J. Abrams, and Kristen Stewart were among the big names to share stories about Yelchin, 27, who was killed in the freakish of all freakish accidents in 2016. After not showing up to set one day, the actor was found pinned between the gate of his L.A. home and his 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee, which had been recalled for a possible gear defect. Kristen Stewart had the most powerful story when it comes to Yelchin. The actors start together in the 2005 thriller Fierce People when she was 14 and he was 15, and they dated on set. He kind of broke my heart, Stewart says in the documentary. I was so baffled by how good he was, and then I couldn't be around him. Much of their teenage romance was rooted in Stewart's admiration for Yelchin, who consumed everything from Federico Fellini films to Bob Dylan to Russian novels. It's weird to talk about with anybody, she says. He intimidated me because he was so voracious, and I wanted to absorb all of his interests. I wanted to be better, smoother, cooler, but couldn't even hang with him. Loving Antosha tracks Yelchin's remarkable career trajectory, appearing in 69 movies and TV shows, including Green Room, which is a wonderful movie that is brutally violent, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Alpha Dog, and of course, the Star Trek franchise.
And he was like, as like when I'm recording artists, like he was like the next big thing because like people were building him up. Can't think who's he was. Tapped in to play in a superhero movie too. I can't remember what it was off the top of my head. It was someone I never heard of, and I did like my little rabbit hole thing and like figured out everything about him, and he seemed very talented. I don't know much about him. I kind of feel bad, but I do remember him from the Star Trek movie.
I like the word that you used to describe him, voracious, always trying to explore new literature or music or cultures or movies, and not saying no to anything because it's, you know, not in your wheelhouse of typical likes. 7 o'clock, the morning reboot with Eric Chase, Floyd, are brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. A lot of delays everywhere for schools, 2-hour delays. They might even turn, speculation, baseless, they might even turn over to closings. Just shut it down today, and I highly doubt there will be school tomorrow, maybe even Thursday, with the wind chill warning in effect from tonight at 7 till Thursday at 4 o'clock. Tacos and Trivia Tuesday is on the way. We'll get into boy bands. If you get all 5 questions correct, you'll get Jim Gaffigan tickets.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide.
7:13. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase, Floyd, our friend Jordan Tomasi from BCSN is here. I'm going to give you your 5 questions, and it's Tacos and Trivia Tuesday, Jordan.
Oh, my favorite. Yeah.
You have to bring your own tacos, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Aww. We bring the trivia, you bring the tacos.
Okay.
You can't win, but you'll probably know about this from over at work. Jim Gaffigan's coming to the zoo.
Okay.
We have tickets to give away if you get all 5 questions right. I think these are kind of easy, and there's one that's just an open question. But again, I think these are fairly easy. We'll give them to you in a moment.
And they called on a good day, because now there's technically 2 lifelines.
Yes. Jordan, where are you with boy bands?
Depends what year, but I feel like I'm an expert.
Okay. I think these questions are...
Don't ever say that on Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. I have been proven wrong the past 3 weeks.
Okay, maybe I'm not an expert. Don't rely on me.
We did Saved by the Bell. I was like, oh, I'm an expert. And then we did, was it 90s TV shows?
The 90s.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I got this. I grew up then. Yeah, yeah.
And you're like,
he pulls these questions, and then, like, it's the question, like, then when you find out the answer, you're like, why didn't I know that? Like, you beat yourself up over
it. Right. Okay. Maybe I'm not going to be an expert, but I'm excited to see. I'm excited.
Sit tight. Get ready to call us in just a moment here to answer these questions. There's 5 of them. If you get all 5 right, you'll have a couple of lifelines here. You'll win the Jim Gaffigan tickets for the zoo. But first, we forgot to talk about the fact that we didn't talk about The Bachelor.
We didn't. And someone got kicked off.
We got no tweets from Madison, your coworker.
Yeah.
So, like,
I mean, I'm sure she was watching.
But usually I see her tweet. She's not been on Twitter lately. And if she's not on Twitter and I don't see it in the morning when I get here,
then it didn't happen.
Then it wasn't even on.
It wasn't. Yeah, the show wasn't even on.
She did tweet about it.
Oh.
I'm going to find
it. You're not paying attention.
Because I was living through her because my other show was on. And I couldn't decide which one to watch.
So you just got to watch the live tweets.
Spoiler, go away for like 5 seconds if you're a woman and you like The Bachelor. Or if you're a guy like me, no judging. And we're back. So Demi got let go while she was being shady and took her rose and blue kisses at people. Hashtag savage.
I would like Madison to come in, and we talked about it last week. We were on Twitter with this. Like the rules and bachelorette etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like there are some. Like,
oh, there are.
But no, like, no talking about other girls on dates.
So if we're on The Bachelor vying for Eric's love and I went a date with him, I can't talk poop about you. Because here's what he's going to do. Go back and confront you about
it. And then you're going to confront
me. And then we're going to get into a cat fight. And then guess what? We both get kicked off.
We're going to have issues.
Yeah, we're going to have issues. Exactly.
And I always notice, like, the girls are always like, can I interrupt for a second? Yeah. And, like, that's the worst. That's the worst, too. They don't like that.
It's my guilty pleasure now. I can't help it.
Your other guilty pleasure, Jonathan Bennett got booted.
Celebrity Big Brother. My boys have gone. I have no desire to watch the show anymore.
So I don't understand Big Brother. How does it work? Okay, I've never watched it.
Do you remember, I don't even know if it's still on because I'm old, MTV Real House? I mean, not Real World?
Yeah, yes.
Imagine that, just in a house, but they're like, they compete. So imagine Road Rules Challenge and Real World put together, taped.
So
and at the end of each week, the winner becomes like a head of household, and they put up two celebrities on the chopping block, and then there's another competition for the power of veto, and they get to take someone off. It's so shady, and I love it!
Gotcha, that makes sense now. So yeah. They do competitions, and if you win, you could vote Eric or I off.
Yes, and then wow. So like, there's another competition to save yourself, and so if he wins, he uses it to save himself, and I have to put someone else on the block.
Oh.
And everyone else in the house votes to kick people off.
So what's the tactic to stay in and win it? Like, would you just be friends with everybody? Or?
No, you don't do that because that's what, if you're listening, I don't know if you are, Jonathan Bennett, he went the wrong way and was like, let's create alliances. And they were like, yeah, let's do an alliance, which is like, so us three would be an alliance, mm-hmm. and we won't tell the other stations.
Mm-hmm.
So like, we look out for each other's back. Sorry. So like, if you're on the chopping block, we don't vote for you.
Gotcha.
But however, what he did was create an alliance on top of an alliance, and there was no loyalty to him, and they were just like, bye.
Oh.
Which was deep. But, like, it wasn't, like, dramatic when he left, because he's just a nice, happy person.
He doesn't seem devious enough to play that game.
Yeah, so who I'm waiting for to get kicked off? Freaking Tamar Braxton. Because she is, like, she goes from butch to bitch in, like, 2 seconds. And it's, like, she is, like, up here, cuckoo. Like, I don't even know if it's just, and I can say that because I don't know if it's just for TV.
Right.
But she is just cuckoo. Like, she is out of her gourd.
Ready for your questions?
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
He's like, excited. We're done with this. No, okay.
No. Sorry. I was excited about Celebrity Big Brother.
We're just on time limits here. We got to get our songs in. It's Eric Chase, Floyd, Jordan Tomasi from BCSN, and Tacos and Trivia Tuesday boy band questions. 419-240-1055. Call us right now.
Yes.
And if you get all five correct, you'll win tickets to go see Jim Gaffigan at the Zoo. Do we have details there for when those tickets go on sale?
They go on sale Wednesday. No. They go on sale Friday, February 1st. So we're ahead of the curve.
Look at that.
Look
at
that.
Nice way to start off Black History Month.
Yes. With a chubby Caucasian man. Let's do it.
419.
You can laugh at that, Jordan. It's okay.
You've learned our level of inappropriateness.
I know. Right. I know, you guys.
You are an honorary Wakandian. You're good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Savannah forever.
Savannah forever.
Black family clap.
Black family clap back.
419-240-105.
You're like my black cousin.
Oh, you should. When do you have a family reunion this summer?
We do, but we never go. I mean, we could make an appearance.
Bring Jordan.
I want to go.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
This is my white girlfriend.
I could be like,
but
no,
you're
no.
Gay.
No, I wouldn't even do that. I was like, I found her on Ancestry.com. She's one of us.
Hey. Hi. Who's this? Hello. Q105. Going once. Going twice.
Hello.
All right, remember, if you want the Jim Gaffigan tickets, you've got to get all five of these correct. I will ask you this first question, and we'll take it from there at 7:19. Who is the first official member of the Backstreet Boys after auditioning from a newspaper ad?
Wow.
See?
Wow.
See?
This isn't fair. That's really hard.
The first member?
I do have three options for you, but that's the first question. I don't know where the phones are at. I guess everybody's all jacked up again from two-hour delay.
2-hour delay. Yeah. Oh, it's been. But I mean, oh, there's a caller again. Hopefully, you're back, friend.
Hi, who's this? Hello. Once, twice. No. No. Hi, Q105.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling for trivia.
Perfect. Who's this?
This is Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. How's your day this morning? Do you have to deal with kids on delays or anything like that?
I do not. I am an empty nester, so
lucky.
I don't have to. Lucky. I know. I don't have to deal with it.
Who was the first official member of the Backstreet Boys after auditioning from a newspaper ad? A. A.J. McLean. B. Kevin Richardson. C. Dan Miller.
A.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
What was 98 Degrees' first single? A, I Do. B, The Hardest Thing. C, Invisible Man.
Oh, no. Can I ask for help?
Yeah, Floyd?
It's Floyd? The hardest thing that I would do.
Sorry. Are you sure?
Really
I'm
good.
Not sure, but when he said it, that's the first thing that came to my head.
Okay, I'm going to go with that one. Okay. I don't know what that letter was, Eric. I'm sorry.
What song was responsible... what group was responsible for the hit When the Lights Go Out? O-Town,
oh!
Five, Soul Decision.
I feel like it's A. Oh, my God, these are good.
One Direction's first big hit was What Makes You Beautiful. What album did it come from? Millennium, Up All Night, Four.
Oh, my gosh. I forget the female's name. What's her name? I forgot. Can Jordan? I ask her for help?
Hi.
Jordan.
Oh,
hi.
Man.
Do you know your One Direction?
Not very well. Okay, can you read the question again and answer?
One Direction's first big hit was What Makes You Beautiful. What album? Millennium, Up All Night, Four.
Up All Night.
Okay, I'm going to go with that. Thank you, Jordan.
You're welcome.
And the open-ended question. As a shot at their former record label and founder, after a legal battle over money, what did NSYNC name their second album?
Oh, I don't know. Millennium. I have no idea.
You're in the right ballpark. You got the first one correct. And you got the fourth one correct. Not bad, Jasmine. Unfortunately, you don't win anything for two. You got to get all five.
Okay, thank you.
All right, enjoy your empty nesting today. Stay warm. More tacos and
those are difficult. I'm going to cut you off right now.
More tacos and trivia Tuesday next.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Matt.
I have
7:36, good morning, the morning reboot. In a little over an hour, your first word of the day on Q105 to win the $1,000 payoff. We have... Antonia. Hi, Antonia. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. No two-hour delays or anything to deal with kids today?
No, I don't have any kids, so I'm expected to be at work just like normal.
You are a smart lady. No kids.
Yeah.
All right, for Jim Gaffigan tickets, hopefully we can help you out here because we got our first caller, got Jasmine, two of the five correct. Who is the first official member of the Backstreet Boys after auditioning from a newspaper ad? She got this one correct. The options are A.J. McLean, Kevin Richardson, Dan Miller.
I think it was A.J. McLean.
Yes. Next up, what was 98 Degrees' first single, I Do or Invisible Man?
Invisible Man.
Okay. What song, what group was responsible for the hit When the Lights Go Out? Five or Soul Decision?
I think that's Five.
One Direction's first big hit was What Makes You Beautiful? What album did it come from? We got that one right, so Up All Night is your answer, right? Right, good. All right.
Okay.
The open-end, I'm going to get some background info first here. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 27 years old.
Ooh.
My age. She'll know.
I don't know.
Does she still have a lifeline?
Yeah. Okay. Were you team Backstreet or team NSYNC or team They're Too Old?
I was team Backstreet, actually.
All right. Open-ended question.
You have a lifeline.
Yeah.
As a shot at their former record label and their manager, Lou Pearlman, after a legal battle over money, what did NSYNC name their second album?
So the only one that makes sense to me is No Strings Attached.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Good
bye,
job.
Bye.
Yeah, exactly. That was the Lou Pearlman and was it Jive or RCA or whoever clapped back. Good job.
Oh,
that
album was so good.
That was the best album ever.
It had Digital Get Down on
there. Oh,
that
is
digital,
a jam.
Digital Get Down. Get
Space,
down.
Space Cowboy.
Space Cowboy featuring the Left Eye.
Yeah.
Oh, throwback.
Great album.
Bops after bops.
Antonia, hang on 1 second, okay? We'll get you tickets for Jim Gaffigan. Don't go anywhere. We have, do we have time to get a ladies panel? We'll rearrange some things here. What do you have coming up for BCSN? I know we talked about it off the air. What fun things are coming up?
Toledo Auto Show is coming up February 6th, so BCSN will be covering that. It's going to be great. All the local cars. Not local cars,
not
but
local,
you know what
I mean.
Clearly, I'm a big car fan, but you know what I mean.
Local
so,
dealers.
All the local
dealers.
Cars.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. That's what I meant. That's why you're here to help me. So,
somebody,
you're the expert.
Somebody's got to know 82% of everything.
Right. It's you.
What was I going to ask? The Amosteria bit that I keep seeing in my feed. What was that?
So we have a Galentine's Day contest. So basically you go to bcanarts.com or you'll use the hashtag bcangal and you tag us in a photo of you and your best friend and you kind of just let us know why you cherish your friendship and you can win some cool prizes for the perfect Galentine's Day.
Who would you do?
You.
Aw, that's so cute. Eric.
Maybe Galentine's.
I've been holding back on something to share with you for a, I don't know, maybe it's like a good show starting topic.
Uh-huh.
And I'll get to it. But with Valentine's Day, Chick-fil-A selling heart-shaped containers of chicken nuggets, chicken minis.
Okay.
He doesn't like Chick-fil-A.
I think it's overrated.
What? Best chicken. I'm sorry.
Is it
so good.
Okay.
And their lemonade.
I can't have lemonade. I got the diabetes.
Could you diet lemonade? They have diet lemonade.
That doesn't count.
I don't know.
That's not real.
It's probably
don't kind of tip me into your cult.
It is so good. And the Chick-fil-A sauce, I mean, come on.
Okay, so I did tell you that I do love the sauce, the Polynesian sauce.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had that one.
Oh, it's
that's the sauce.
That's the
Chick-fil-A
sauce.
Chick-fil-A sauce is the sauce. I don't
know. Was that like mayonnaise?
No, I think it's honey mustard and barbecue sauce mixed together.
Because I could pull that out of my refrigerator right now.
But it's better because somebody already did it for you. Things always taste better when you don't make it.
And Floyd, you don't...
You right.
I know.
She's
I know.
Right about that.
You don't hate it for its hate chicken aspect,
no,
right?
I just honestly... like I remember like my mom and sister, when we go to the mall as kids, they would always go to Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, I'll go to Taco Bell. I just never liked their chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like eat their waffle fries.
Those are good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go for the waffle.
Yeah, I just don't like their chicken.
Well, I mean, chicken is chicken. I'll go for the waffle fries. There's something different, something better about waffle fries.
It mm-hmm. is. You're so, and like curly fries are good too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're so good. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We could do this whole show. All forget relationships and Ariana Grande. If we just talked about food.
Antonio, if you can hear me, I'm coming to you. I promise, girl.
Yeah. more Jim Gaffigan tickets and entertainment. What am I get to? What do I get to?
Ooh, I got that Barbie breaking news.
I can tell you, okay, so we got Barbie news.
Uh-huh.
And there's another Margot Robbie story as
uh-huh.
well, a picture. And the Grammy winners were not leaked. But if they were, who won?
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles.
7:55 on Q105 at the morning. A reboot with Eric Chase and Floyd. Our friend Jordan from BCSN is here. And Sylvania schools are closed through Thursday. And I believe more are coming in. Yeah, I was looking for a friend texted me and said TPS closed. Did you see any of that?
Nope, I'm refreshing now.
Refresh, refresh, refresh. In about an hour, your first word of the day to win the $1,000 payoff here on Q105. If you miss any part of the show, like it's going to be a weird week, you may even be off of work tomorrow, even though there won't be snow emergency levels because it's cold, not snow. Thank you, Ryan Weekman. And I don't say that sarcastically. I mock the fact that he has to say there's no snow emergency levels when there's no snow.
They are closed through Thursday.
So, TPS?
Yes, yes, sir. So is Washington Local. Like that's why it took so long. I think they're all just... Yeah.
We thought they'd close maybe before we got off the air.
Yeah, I said
definitely
like,
today.
I said by the end of like the school day by 3 o'clock, but little did we know. Enjoy your winter break, the sequel.
So when there's a mix-up or a change in people's schedules, the interaction on our show, there's a drastic drop-off. And that's for, like, everybody who is included in that nice Blade article. Because people are off their schedules, they stay home.
They get no, they don't get off easy. Because junior high and high school kids are getting ready now, and they just found out they're closed. Some parents are up.
Well, they're up, but their day's all out of whack. They got to find... For younger kids, they have to find places for those kids to go.
Power of being a parent.
Yep. So if you want all 4 hours of the show, 2 hours of content, actually, text Eric to 419-240-1055. It'll also be posted on our website, q1055.com, after the show. Who was on Twitter last night? Anybody? Anybody?
I was on Twitter.
Were you on Twitter?
I was on
Jordan,
Twitter.
Were you on Twitter?
No, I went to bed at like 8 p.m.
You have me obsessed with Twitter. Like, I feel I feel like...
You give me life on Twitter, by the way. Like, I love watching your tweets.
Thank you. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like I'm going to miss something when I'm on Twitter. Is my breaking news of stuff that I'm never going to use in real life.
Honestly, but it is so good, and they're just... Everyone's so funny on there.
I jot this down in the history books. Follow Cardi B on Twitter.
Oh, she is the best to follow on Twitter.
She's a hot mess, and I love it.
I love Cardi B.
She is.
Because I read her tweets in her voice.
Oh, how could you not?
Sorry, I'm back.
I don't really follow any pop stars or celebrities on Twitter, except for Ariana Grande.
She is Twitter gold.
I am here for her vulgar tweets.
We don't deserve her. Oh, she drops the F-bomb every other tweet.
You're right. She does.
I mostly follow like journalists and whatnot for news of all kinds. And my favorite ones are the ones who use vulgarity in their language. Like, it's nice to see that you can break the mold a little bit. But on Twitter last night, Twitter was buzzing that somebody leaked the 2019 Grammy winners. The Recording Academy had to come out and say, there's no legitimacy to this. Grammy award results are not shared, even with the Recording Academy staff members, until the day of the awards. So big potential winners were Cardi B, Record of the Year, I Like It, Gaga and Bradley Cooper getting Song of the Year, and Chloe and Halle winning the coveted Best New Artist honors. As I was scrolling through the list, this is when I knew it wasn't legit. Other big name winners on the allegedly leaked list were Taylor Swift, Best Pop Album for Reputation.
Wow, why are you hurting my soul? It obviously is legit if she won, so.
No. No, no, no. Mm-mm.
Guys, what?
I'll give her Billboard Awards because that album ranked up like money, but.
So good.
Also, yeah, this list is a stretch. Whatever.
Who else is on there?
Okay, I love Beyonce and Jay-Z, but that album's not winning any Grammy Awards.
Did they win one on there?
Apparently. They're not winning any Grammy Awards.
Travis Scott for Best Rap Album Honors for Astroworld. I have a question. Where are you with Travis Scott, the artist?
I like him. I don't listen to him a lot, but I like him. Why'd you say the artist?
Is he an actor, too?
No.
I don't know much about him.
As opposed to, like, Kylie's baby daddy.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know who that is. Okay. Okay. I didn't know who he was. I was like, why is he performing at the Super Bowl?
I haven't dug into all of his tracks, and I see that people have written and talked about how he's very diverse, but all I know him for is, it's lit. And he's like a modern T-Pain. Like, I don't know what Travis Scott sounds like.
Modern T-Pain. I forgot about T-Pain.
T-Pain.
Never forget about T-Pain.
He used to put out some good hits.
T-Pain. T-Pain ruined my late 20s. Buy you a drink? Absolutely.
No, I mean, I like Travis Scott. I think he's pretty good. I don't listen to him. I probably listen to, like, the stuff that's on the radio. Nothing too crazy.
So if I heard a Travis Scott song, I'd be like, oh, that's Travis Scott.
You know Sicko Mode, don't you?
Drake song.
I love Drake, so obviously. But
you love good old Aubrey Graham?
I've been watching him since he was on Degrassi. Since he was Jimmy. So I am like a true fan here, guys.
Jordan, where are you at with John Mayer?
He's coming to Detroit. Yep. I love John Mayer, and I want to see him in Detroit.
He announced a solo tour. It'll be just him, and they're auctioning off some really good tickets for the Back to You Fund and other associated charities. He'll be in Detroit at Little Caesars on Little Caesars, August 2nd, which is weird. I would think that show would be a DTE in the middle of the summer, but whatever.
Yeah, you would think.
Columbus, August 3rd at the Schottenstein Center, and he announced this as some fun with Andy Cohen over the weekend. He also showed off his third nipple.
What?
John Mayer has
I did not know that.
Well, now you do.
I love him and Andy Cohen together. They're so funny.
They had a lot of fun the last couple of days. I'm going to show you a picture of a song you got yesterday.
Okay.
A song by an artist you got yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she... I don't want to ridicule anybody, but I can at least raise an eyebrow. And I'm going to... So it says, don't move. There's a big-ass tarantula sitting on your shoulder. And I saw this, and it took me a good 90 seconds to actually see the human being.
And I love this artist so much.
What is that, Jordan?
It's Iggy Azalea.
Yep. Do you see the tarantula?
Yeah.
Is that nasty? Where's that person's hand coming from?
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
I saw it.
What an optical illusion.
Wow.
I just retweeted it again. Now, so there's a black gentleman off to her... To her left, your right if you're looking at it, and then there's a black hand, that could be coming from a very contorted, that contorted individual.
Oh, it does look like it's coming from that person.
But that's not a tarantula, and a stuffed tarantula on her shoulder. That's a person.
She tagged who it was, too, I think. And also, I'm one of those people who I love replying to celebrities, like I'm having a conversation, and I go, dear Iggy, this picture looks like it stinks. Like, his hair looks like it smells
Can
so
we
bad.
Talk about how good she looks, though.
I love her.
She
is very pretty.
She's awesome.
She is very pretty. It's a shame that there are girls who say, I just picked the wrong guys. You do, but then there's Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, she's had awful luck.
Yeah.
Awful. And she just seems really cool.
I don't call it luck. When you keep picking the wrong people, it's
right.
You.
And she keeps going back to the same person.
Yes.
Is that the basketball player, right?
Yeah, Nick Young. Yeah.
Nick Young, no. It's people like him.
But like, and then he has like, so from what I understand, like each basketball player has like a space for people to sit. And like, it should be reserved for her, right? Like every other game, it's like a new girl.
It's not,
and
I then, don't like, think they're together anymore.
No, yeah. I think
I mean like back in the day though. Like, right. And she would like tweet about it. And like people would be like, girl.
Right.
You are better than this.
That's
like,
her
like,
own fault.
Like,
then.
It's in your face. Like,
right.
We can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's so... I just love her.
I do,
so
too.
So good.
Oh. We have a describe your job badly on the show sheet, but I think we'll bump the ladies panel to next, so we can give away the John Cusack tickets.
Yeah, for sure.
You staying or going?
I can stay for... probably like 15 more minutes.
Okay, then you can be
on
the ladies panel. John Cusack tickets for his show at the Stranahan on the way. 8:04 with the morning reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig.
Q105.
419-240-1055 to be a part of the panel full of ladies. A quick heads up, what's coming up on the show. Before 9 o'clock, your very first chance of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. We'll give you a word. You'll have to text a specific number to score that $1,000. Different number. The number to call in for the panel full of ladies, and you get a prize for it, 419-240-1055. Call now. After 9 o'clock this morning, Gina Rodriguez from Jane the Virgin and other things has gone from TV to movies. So we're going to do that for our theme today with Jeffy McGee in the trailer game and the one and only, thankfully, Demetrius Nicodemus.
Yes.
Where are people? These delays, they just...
They're murdering us. But think about it this way, though. Maybe, just maybe. 3 to 2 more weeks of this?
Because like,
we normally knock it out right away here in Northwest Ohio, and then we just go.
Or it lingers. Or it lingers, and then opening day is 38 degrees, and opening day this year is earlier than normal on April 4th. It looks like most of our major school districts, first it was Sylvania, then I believe it was TPS, don't quote me on that one, but I'm reading a tweet here from Hal Gregory, who's the superintendent for Oregon schools. Oregon schools will be closed today, Tuesday 129 for ice, and closed Wednesday and Thursday 130, 131 for cold. The stretch of weather is very dangerous. Please take it seriously. All school-related activities will be canceled for these 3 days as well. So any after-school activities, basketball games and whatnot. And the cold is legit tomorrow with the wind chill warning beginning tonight at 7 o'clock, going through 4 o'clock on Thursday. An actual temperature of 6 below, but wind chills in the 30 and 40 below range. All right, you ready? I should let you do this.
Yes.
Ooh, that was bizarre. Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Morning.
47, married. Where are you from? Where do you live?
Perrysburg.
And we also have Debbie. Hi, Debbie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Debbie's 48 and married. Where do you live?
Sylvania.
Okay. First question, Kelly. What's the weirdest health, beauty, or diet tip you have attempted?
Huh.
Does it involve a cucumber? Or an insect of some kind?
One time I had a massage where two women massaged me at the same time.
Okay.
I guess that was kind of weird.
Okay. Little odd. Did you know that was going to happen?
Yes.
Okay.
Surprise!
It was at a spa.
Did it feel good?
But it was a loamy massage, what they called it.
Did it feel good?
Yes.
Okay, good. Debbie, weirdest health, beauty, or diet tip you've ever tried?
Sorry, but I think I'm pretty plain Jane. Nothing weird.
No animals, no insects, no the new thing, fasting for several days or anything like that?
No, and hell no.
I like the hell no part. Yeah. Kelly, what is your absolutely biggest day-to-day, daily stressor?
My husband.
Really? What about him?
yells a lot.
Really?
Yells at me a lot. Yeah.
Whoa, we got to stop that. That's not, I don't find that acceptable.
I don't either.
Okay. Debbie, what about you? Your biggest day-to-day stressor that you've got to manage?
I would say my kids, because they're all young adults who think they know everything at this point in their life.
Okay. How do you deal with that?
Take a deep breath and take each day as it comes, but sometimes you have to take them down a notch and remind them, that's all.
There you go. I like it. Kelly, did you have a dream job when you were growing up?
Yes.
What was it?
I can't even think of the term right now, but it's you work for an insurance company with math and...
Like an accountant?
No, higher even than that.
Oh.
I have a degree in math, but it's, hold on one second.
Well, wait.
What is that called? What is that called?
I can't even think of the word, but
it's okay.
It was like you make $100,000 a year.
Oh, nice. Good job. Debbie, did you have a dream job growing up?
I would probably say when I was a kid, I wanted to be a veterinarian just because I always loved animals.
And I'm guessing you're not a veterinarian. So what derailed that dream?
The reality of that dream is I became an accountant.
Oh, there you go. Is this a busy? Is it going to be like a hellacious year because there's tax code changes this year, I think?
Well, I could be honest and say I stay away from taxes, but I'll do any other thing.
Okay. Last question. Kelly, where's the best place to people watch?
Oh, I have no idea. I guess it'll either a Mud Hens or a Walleye game, I guess.
Ooh, I think those are really good answers.
That's a good answer.
Debbie, you have best place to people watch?
I would say either the mall or even the gym.
Okay. The gym. How come the gym?
All kinds of ages, no different than the mall, and it's just interesting to see how people pursue their fitness.
Yes. That's a very polite way of what I was thinking. Because there are times, and I try not to be critical, I like to look at it this way. At least you're not sitting at home on the couch, but what you're doing is not doing anything, and you're probably going to get hurt.
That's right.
Debbie and Kelly, we have prizes for you. Hold on one second. I'm kind of surprised. You know what answer I was expecting for that last question?
Best
place to people watch?
Where? Because I thought she hit it with the mall.
The Wall of Mart.
What's the Wall of Mart? Oh, you know what? So that's my favorite place to people watch. Mm. Not necessarily in the store, but in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that can fit like 7 people in a 2-door car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
Yep. I think we got to get to this Demetrius thing. We have to play something that happened on the podcast over the weekend and get a little nostalgic, and you might want to share some of your memories with us in less than 15 minutes on the Morning Reboot.
Q105 traffic sponsored by...
In just a bit, your $1,000 payoff keyword, first one of the day. We'll do it before 9 o'clock on Q105. It's Eric Chase Floyd, the Morning Reboot. You're going to want to call us if you can share this nostalgia with us, 419-240-1055. You can also text us. Over the weekend, Saturday mornings, Ashley Demetrius, who will be in with us later on, I believe, to play the trailer game, we get together. Ashley usually has a hangover. Demetrius could be going to drink after. I don't know. There's drinking involved.
You don't know their lives, but you just know there's something happening.
Right. They're coming from or going to drinking. I might have had drinks the night before, and we get together, and we just hang around, and we talk about stuff. And somehow we stumbled onto like club fighting music and fake IDs.
Probably the most relatable topic any Northwest Ohioan could be related to.
And I wanted to share part of that podcast with you and see if you want to share a story from this place with us. Again, our number 419-240-1055.
I wish you were here in the Bijou days.
Yeah, when it was clubs.
Yeah.
I mean, when it was like a club.
When I had gotten here, Bijou had closed, but Eclipse and Rain were still open.
Yeah, but it wasn't like the Bijou.
I know.
And like, it was the craziest thing because we were on the dance floor and this dude and his girl just started jawing at one another. And I'm like, ooh, look. A fight, you know, they're arguing. And then he dropped his hand, and brought it all the way from Florida up 75 and punched her in the face hard as I like that. What was his name? Rice. That guy.
Ray Rice.
Like that Ray Rice guy punched her hard, hard in the face. And I was like, wow, okay, all loyalty must be off. Because then two dudes that I could only describe as like the biggest, blackest people I had ever seen in my life descended upon him and just started beating the hell out of him and dragging him out of the club. Now, at that point, the girl was like, get your hands off my man. Oh, my and I'm like, he just hit you like you were Tyson. Yeah. Right. Like he hit you so hard. Like he thought you were a man. He hit you so hard. And they drag him out of the club and they give him to the police. And the police are like trying to like hook him up and put him in the car. And then this girl jumps on one of the cops' backs.
Oh my God.
Like literally just jumped on his back and was like, let him go. Like the cop was going to be like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. Evidently, you two have some things to work out. And he grabbed her without even looking back, grabbed her by the back of her shirt and flipped her over onto the car, like on the hood of the car, head first, boom. She went limp like Jell-O.
I think we have a guest here, and Sue calls back because
Sue,
I want to hear your bijou story.
I know, she was so excited.
419-240-1055. Who is the biggest, baddest, blackest person you've ever met?
In my life?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I don't, I'm mad that it, I don't, probably my cousin.
Did you go to work yesterday?
I did.
Those girls are too young to have experienced bijou stories?
Or, no, they have like Clozel and Chasers? Chasers? Is that the one by
Chasers
YouTube?
Chasers will never close.
Yeah, so like that's where they hang. And the tin can, which you said I'm too old for.
You are too old.
I don't think bar fights happen like they do anymore. Because like you said in his story, like bar fights were the fights. It was never with a stranger. It was always with someone you came with.
Right.
And you got drunk and you were just like, bruh, you're looking at me differently. I'm like, no, bruh, I love you, man. Like, no, you're looking at me. And like you would fight with your friend and you ultimately both would get kicked out and leave together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next week, the time clock changes, accident clock is back at zero, we start over again.
Is it fair to say that club fights back in the day, like the one Demetrius was talking about, they were more respectful and organized?
They were very respectful and organized because you fought with people you knew.
Right.
Like this guy hit his girlfriend and she went to defend him. And it's like that. So, all right, so my glory days were at Brett's back in the day, which is like gay bijou. So it is like gay bijou.
If another Brett's ever opens up,
oh no, it's never gonna happen ever again.
That's what it should be called. Gay bijou.
Gay bijou.
That's my stripper name.
So here's the thing. So like I had these friends, they were fighting, and like it was an all-out brawl. Like his friends were fighting his friends, their roommates at the time. Imagine that. What? So then they got kicked out and they got taken to the parking lot. So they're fighting and like screaming at each other. And then I think in the middle of it, one of them realized that they came together and they were like, oh, if I keep going, I'm going to get left here. Or if I keep going, I'm going to have to leave so-and-so here. So then they stopped. Now, this is the back in the day of MySpace. When we didn't have updates, you had bulletins.
Yeah.
So like.
And quizzes.
Right, right. So then the bar fight went from in the parking lot to social media because it was like a bulletin about my night down at Brett's. I'm just like, these two are hot messes. And guess what? Like I said, fast forward 7 days, roll the accident clock back. Those two are back at the bar drinking shot after shot again. And you know what happens? It's like a neighborhood. Everyone whispers around you like, remember when those two got into a fight last week? Now look at them. They look like a fool.
I have no fight stories
from
Toledo, but I do have one story, and I don't think I've ever told you. I mentioned it on the air before, not here. So when I used to work at the Monroe Station, Tower 98.3, I had heard rumors before, and it was at Club Rain, I think, and they would leave radio station banners up all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm flipping through some adult entertainment, and I'm like, holy crap, that's the light guy. So I knew the guy that was in this, and there was a radio station banner in this thing. And I call up Matt Jewish, a.k.a. Matt Delman, a.k.a. DJ Matt Lewis. And I'm like, so I was just fumbling around the internet, and I got an email, and like he's like, yes, there were some porn shot at these clubs before.
That's
and
funny.
And some of the radio station banners might have made it in.
It's a good place to go. Brett's used to be a porn studio.
Was it really?
Yeah, there's a few adult videos made there. Adult
cinematography?
Yeah. Is gems, we'll put it that way.
Kind of like the first episode of Black Mirror, like that porn star guy.
Was he a porn star?
Yeah, remember they get the porn star to try to have sex with the pig?
Oh, that's right, that's right.
And they were going to use a green screen on his face.
Oh, that's right. The guy, he's like, oh, no, 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 no. And then,
That
was my Irish accent, by the way, sorry.
Can you bring, because you and Philip, and we've talked about it earlier this morning, you and Philip have both said that there's porn stars that live here in Toledo.
Do you want me to?
Can we play Toledo porn star or not? You bring them in, and I have to guess whether they are or not, and then I have to figure out what their specialty is, like if it's just gay porn or if it's like threesomes.
All right, give me a week. I can see if I can rally up some troops.
This would be your radio gift to me.
Let me see what I can do.
8:44 with the morning reboot. When we return, a word to try to win $1,000 with the $1,000 payoff.
Q105.
8:56. The morning reboot on Q105. We have a very rude guest who we'll introduce in just a second. Is it okay if we blow off entertainment? I mean, there's nothing major, right?
I mean, Hollywood's entertaining. There you go.
Let's do the Margot Robbie stuff.
Ooh, that's new. Yes.
Sit tight. First, your chance to win another $1,000 with the $1,000 payoff. Text the national keyword WIN, W-I-N, to 95819. That's WIN, W-I-N, to 95819. We'll text you back confirming your entry, data, and message rates apply. It's the $1,000 payoff on Q105. Again, that's WIN to 95819. Our show is brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag SunPig. Let me introduce a guest of mine, a friend of mine.
Hello.
Do you know Jen? My friend Jen Wakefield, the coordinator of the Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition, but more importantly, Evelyn's mom.
Yes, I know of her.
Do you want to?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Do you want to tell everybody what crystallized our friendship on Friday?
What crystallized our friendship? What does that mean? Crystallize? So like confirm?
Yeah.
Solidify?
Yeah. Friday. She called me, and I was in the middle of like a major deuce.
Oh.
Major deuce.
You know how when you answer the phone, you can hear if somebody's in the bathroom, it's like a little bit of an echo. And then I heard the dog paws adding to the echo. And I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, well, I'm actually in the middle of going to the bathroom right now.
Yep. So. Yep. And there was no stream. So
we are officially real life friends.
There you go.
Then she sub-posted me on Facebook.
Without a mention. I didn't call you out.
Did you not tag me for your embarrassment or for mine? Because I'm fine with it.
I didn't tag you.
And that's real friendship when you literally stop what you're doing just to make an update about it.
I literally knew I would have to explain to my dad that Eric was taking a dump and talking to me on the phone. He would think that's slightly inappropriate and he might not be your fan anymore. So
is he?
He knows you're like a D-list celebrity. I mean, he knows you're cool.
D. But I gave him his nickname, though. Big Bad Bobby Horvath.
He probably appreciates it. He's pretty cool. Got his Harleys and stuff, you know?
So, you had a couple presentations today that have all been nixed because of school closings.
Yep. We were supposed to be at Beverly today, which is an awesome school in South Toledo.
I used to work there.
Beautiful school.
Yeah.
And they have such a great rating for, you know, being in TPS because a lot of the schools aren't doing so awesome. But
it's nearly brand new as well. I think that
it's
is
pretty,
something.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we do have a couple other presentations for that QPR credential, that question, persuade, refer thing, which, it's at, Mercy St. V's and then at the Mommy Library tonight.
Okay.
No matter what.
Busy lady. Yeah,
I like that added.
I think a lot will be closed tomorrow because of the wind chills. I know it's not a snow emergency, but people don't need to be out in it. I know like you said, you just walk 30 feet to your car, but.
I spoiled my kid this morning. I put her blanket in the what's this thing called?
Dryer.
In the dryer, thank you.
You're welcome.
Savior. I put her blanket in the dryer. I woke her up, got her dressed, and then I wrapped her in this warm blanket and carried her 25 feet to
the
car.
That's genius.
And she was like, just keep me in the blanket. I'm like, I can't. I have to drive. But I spoiled her with that this morning. So probably going to be a new routine.
Mm. I think a lot of people probably overuse the term threenager. Not this one.
Nope. She is ruthless. She is a savage. She roasts me regularly.
Yeah, if she had her own Twitter account, Jen would never leave her house. Gold. Jen would
I'd be her manager, like the Kardashians' mom.
Worse.
Take 10%.
No way. She'd destroy you.
She's three. Take more.
She's awful. She's so mean to me. I don't. She doesn't even like me. And people don't believe me, but she doesn't like me.
I believe it.
She likes you.
A lot of kids do. You know, I'm still on the hunt for that new kid.
It makes up for the lack of like adults, you know, that don't like you.
Mm-hmm. So you're right. I'm still looking for that kid. Unfortunately, I keep trying to find someone who doesn't have a kid, but yet I want a kid. So I'm going to have to like put the two together. Like, hey, this is, I know you don't have any kids, but we're going to have this kid every now and then and make it our own.
I feel like at your tender age, if somebody doesn't have a kid, I would be concerned why nobody wanted a kid. With that person. Like, is it toenail clippings in the closet?
That's deep. Like, something. That's some next level Oprah stuff.
It's hard to find a decent person, like, post 35 without a kid, without a very creepy, like, Transformer collection or something really odd.
Medical issues.
That, too.
Yeah, no, you're right. Everybody in Toledo of a certain age has a kid.
Yeah,
as long I don't.
Well,
you're gay.
I could adopt if I wanted one. I can go shopping.
I offer all the time for people to borrow my kid.
You ain't adopting nothing with my money sitting right here.
Child support day?
We should co-parent. Can you imagine Eric and I as co-parents?
Reality show, take my kid.
It'd be the nerdiest child ever created.
It could be like that nanny swap show or whatever that is.
Oh, wife swap. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then take somebody's kid and like corrupt them for a week. And
see, our child would be like, the square root of the well, actually, in episode 3 of Transformers, blah, blah, blah. Like we'd have young Sheldon, but he'd be like, "What's? I don't know. You like Transformers? I like Power Rangers. Like he would know everything about those worlds."
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Yesterday, Evelyn FaceTimed her dad, and he goes, "Evelyn," like all excited when he answered. She goes, "Shut your mouth," and I was like, "What?" And I just like cracked. I snort laughed. Like I haven't snort laughed easily in 3 years. It was amazing.
I'm sorry, but I'm watching the guy with the dog. We had a dog incident of like some animal cruelty that I keep my eye on now. When that person comes out, they going right inside. Good.
Yes.
So I saw a Margot Robbie's story yesterday.
With yes.
This movie that I guess is finally getting made, and I don't care one bit.
I don't either.
I'm more interested about this one.
This universe. Is your daughter a Barbie fan?
Newly. She always takes their clothes off and I step on their shoes and it's just not acceptable.
Here's the thing. So Barbie's being made into a live action starring Margot Robbie. She confirmed via her social media sites that she will be playing an LGBTQ+ character. And everyone's like, oh my God.
That's awesome.
Barbie's a big old lesbian.
I bet she won't be big though.
But here's
she'll
the
be thing. Like bodily, you know, not proportionate.
Not like size wise, but like she's like, big old like
Can I?
But here's the thing, though. Okay, go.
I don't think she'll be, I think she'll be bi.
I mean, maybe she's playing another character.
Well, there is a B.
I mean, out of every out of every career, she's not been a lesbian yet.
I think she'll be bi because not. I mean, this is a modern Barbie, and yeah. I know she's been modernized.
Mm-hmm.
But synonymous with Barbie is Ken. So right. I'm sure there will be some intimate moments with Ken.
But like, as I'm following this on Twitter, like Twitter's just like, oh, Barbie can't be gay, blah, blah. Who knows if Barbie, she just says that she's going to be an LGBTQ+ character in the movie. She could be playing more than one role, because keep in mind, she's helming the rings as producer, and I wouldn't be surprised if she directs it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
When is that supposed to come to fruition?
I
would guess 2020.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're not even started production yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just want to get an updated version of Aqua's hit Barbie Girl.
Oh, you know that. You know, they'll probably do what they did with the Us trailer. They probably have like some weird obscure remix of it that we don't realize it till the end when she's like, oh, I love you, Ken. And we're like, oh, that was Barbie Girl in the background.
Have you seen both Deadpool movies?
No, we talked about this.
Just one of them.
What's the music he makes fun of? Does he make fun of trap music?
Oh,
or
it's... Ah,
it's not trance. He makes fun of like
is it dubstep.
Kind of, it might be dubstep.
I
yes.
think so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Can we get a dubstep version of Barbie Girl featuring like, Ryan Reynolds? 9:05. The show is brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. One more time, let me give you that national keyword to text for a $1,000 payoff. It's WIN. Text that to 95819. WIN to 95819. It's Eric Chase Floyd. Our friend Jen is here from the Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition. Hi.
Hey.
Next meeting is a couple of weeks off, right?
February 21st, and then following that is our very first meeting with our anti-bullying diversion program that we're creating for the next school year.
Will you be out tabling the Anthony Wayne event next Tuesday?
I think so. I know I'll be there, so I'm sure we'll be tabling it. Okay. I'm excited about it, though, because they actually have like 7 students that want to become student ambassadors for the coalition.
Oh, nice.
So we'll train them that day, too. So we'll have like 40 student ambassadors to start for next school year.
Floyd, did you say that you know Mr. Giha?
I do know Mr. Bill Giha.
Who doesn't know Mr. Giha?
Do you remember the dexterity check? No.
Oh,
see. What's that?
He would like, when he would, that was a date myself for anyone to know. He'd like, say, he would yell, randomly yell dexterity check, and you'd have to clap like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Black family, clap back.
Yeah. Who, yeah.
Why? What is that about?
Oh, that's the person.
Because we liked it. Oh. I don't know. I'm 35. It was cool when we were like 15.
I'm almost 32.
Yes, welcome.
Bill's
Eric,
awesome.
Wake up.
That's the dog.
Yeah, I'm actually best friends with one of his nephews, so that's how we met. And I'm friends with his daughter.
He can be bribed with chocolate chip cookies if they are still warm. Just
really?
Throwing that out there.
So they have to be soft and chewy?
Yes.
Okay.
And his cousin Guido does like snow dances and rain dances to
I'm
make...
sorry? There's a Guido Giha?
Mm-hmm. Which is
yes,
his
you're
actual,
welcome for that, Jim.
Yes. He literally does snow and rain dances to cause precipitation in exchange for these cookies.
What kind of dance? Kind of dancing? Sylvania was the first one to close for all 3 days this week. What was the dance that he did for that?
I'm kind of imagining, what is that Boy Scout movie with, I think it's like Chevy Chase and Jonathan Taylor Thomas, where they're like at a camp?
Cub Scout Pack.
Hold on,
troop.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well,
I need
anyway,
to find out.
Do. What song is that?
Everybody dance now.
Yes, that's the dance that I imagine.
CNC Music Fest. Oh, okay. All right. 9:07, the trailer game. We're going to have full house as we talk about Gina Rodriguez from TV to movie star. We'll have Jeff in before 9:30.
Q105 Studio.
Floyd, who is this?
Not Adele.
Not Adele. AKA?
Not Adele. Or not Adele.
Is it not it? Notadel? Notadel?
Lauren Daigle, you
Daigle,
say.
I will get her last name.
9:20, good morning, the morning reboot with Eric Chase. Floyd Demetrius is here. Our pop culture guru, Jeffy McGee, is here. So we can dig into the trailer game. And I'm surprised we found, I dug up a theme quickly enough.
Yeah, I'm impressed. That was a great pull for you there.
Shut your hole.
It was because
we're doing movies Eric knows.
No, we're not quite that specific just yet. We are not doing all Marvel week as teased last week. Not yet, anyway. We still have a few weeks until Captain Marvel comes out. So, which is, it occurred to me how funny it is that both Captain Marvel and the artist formerly known as Captain Marvel have movies coming out within a month of each other, with Shazam's debut as well.
Oh, that's way too nerdy. Pull it back.
Deep. Yeah.
So,
way too nerdy.
But anyway, so this week, what's the movie that's coming out this weekend?
Miss Bala?
Yeah, and it has the actress that stars in Jane the Virgin.
Gina Rodriguez.
Yes. Yes.
As the lead.
Who have I've confused with the
America Ferreira?
Her, but also, who's the lesbian woman that was on Lost, the Latino girl?
I'm going to turn in my Greek.
Rodriguez.
Yes.
There we go.
You're welcome.
Wasn't she on SWAT?
Michelle Rodriguez! Sorry, did I break your
Luckily,
thing
I didn't actually put Michelle Rodriguez in any of these because that would have been problematic. If we suddenly are already talking about her and she's already on the list. But in this case, we're looking at TV stars who became movie stars. And there are obviously a ton of them. And so we're going to have a lot of different things. And I found that there were a bunch of movies that had multiples in them that we can discuss as well. Like this first one here has, by my count, no less than 4 people we could call TV stars to movie stars if we wanted to. So right now we should point out that we are still in an Eric win streak as we... Oh, no, pardon me.
I didn't win last week.
It got broken last week by D completely dismantling the world
at
the M. Night Shyamalan. So Eric is like 3 wins and then D broke it with his...
his one, and Floyd is just kind of watching.
I'm just here to be
watching.
Your third party candidate. Well, I'm here to look pretty.
You might have a chance this week because I aimed for well-known movies here, so you might have a shot here, okay? So
they've all been well-known movies. Thanks for helping, though.
Thank you. I try to build people up. That's my nature. So, all right, so let's start with number one on the list, please.
The dog!
That dog! Have you ever felt...
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News.
Hey, Bruce? Wacky Bruce.
No.
Appreciated.
In the newsroom.
Bruce Almighty.
That's Bruce Almighty. There we go. If we look at this one, you've got Jim Carrey, obviously. You know, he had been in Living Color before that, and obviously a bunch of other movies. Jennifer Aniston, who obviously from Friends. Steve Carell, who had already been on The Daily Show, but this was before The Office, but he had already been, you know, on TV for a long time before that. And then... if you want to count Morgan Freeman
from Electric Company,
thank you very much.
Well, it's a TV show. He's not
Easy lying. Reader is an icon, damn it. So, all right. So, Floyd, one. Rest of the room, nothing. As we go to number two on the list, please.
You don't know what this is, do you? Aztec gold. The heathen gods placed upon the gold.
No.
No.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's Pirates of the Caribbean. About as polar opposite of Leprechaun as we possibly could get. But
Jennifer Anderson's in that too.
Yeah, true. Like, but whatever. I wasn't going to put her in two episodes. But who was in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Johnny Depp.
And what was his big claim to fame? Yes, indeed. So did you ever see the original 21 Jump Street?
No, but I know they made a cameo at the end of the movie.
Yes, he did.
And I put two and two together.
Yes. Every episode.
Every episode. They kept talking about doing a third one of that series and also doing a weird crossover with Men in Black for that movie series. And luckily that fell apart, and now we have, you know, Men in Black International coming out this year, and we still haven't heard hide or hair of 23 Jump Street at some point. So, all right, so Eric, one. One. Floyd, one. D? Yeah. Okay.
Not
so,
one, but almost.
Number three,
there.
Please.
It's never been done before. What's the target? When was the last time you were in Vegas? You want to know
what you've seen. All right, D by a hair.
Ocean's 11.
That's Ocean's 11. And of course, we have...
Brad Pitt.
And
George Clooney.
George Clooney is who I was aiming in on because he had obviously been big in ER for how many seasons was he on there? Like four seasons?
11.
He wasn't in the entire run of.
I'm sorry. I knew that information. I'm like, I love that. My mom used to watch it.
Did Brad Pitt ever do TV?
Not really. He kind of, you know, burst onto pop culture scene in 1992 and 93 with a couple of big movies there, but he
Legends
never really.
Legends of the Fall?
Legends of the Fall was the big one.
Do I get a point for that?
No, but well done. Well done. You have joined me in geekitude this morning. Very well done. So.
What are you looking up?
I'm almost positive Brad Pitt played a boyfriend on Friends.
But he was, because he was married to Jennifer Anderson. That's the only reason why.
But that was post Legends of the Fall, which again was 92, and Friends didn't start until 93.
I was wondering if he had like a Leonardo DiCaprio in Growing Pains role.
Yeah.
That's right. He played the next door neighbor, right?
He was one of the supporting good friends.
Okay.
Which may or may not come up later.
All right. I'm ready.
So, let's advance.
Number four on the list, please.
Sorry, I know you can go.
Go ahead, D.
I like the song.
Kind of lonesome back here.
Go ahead.
Right. Deadpool.
That's Deadpool. Thank you very much.
I was like, shoops.
I was like, I heard two different bumps from over here, and all of a sudden, nobody's guessing anything. So, okay, yes, that was Deadpool. Thank you very much. And Ryan Reynolds was originally
two
on?
Two guys, a girl,
and a pizza place.
I told you.
Very
well done. That was my favorite show in junior high.
Yeah, that was all the way back in the year 2000. Mm-hmm. In the year 2000. Yes.
That's from Conan O'Brien.
Yes, thank you very much. So
maybe you should put your phone down there.
No, he's trying to prove Jeffy wrong.
Yeah, I know I saw him on something.
Anyway, so Eric, two, D, distracted but one. Floyd, one. We go to number five on the list, please.
There's one thing you should know about me. I specialize in a very specific type of security. Subconscious
D by
security.
Hair.
Is it in
Inception is the name of it. Thank you very much.
He's like a dad coming in here. Keep it down.
Already mentioned, of course, is the connection with Leonardo DiCaprio to Growing Pains, but of course there's also
what?
Who?
I knew Brad Pitt was in Growing Pains.
Growing Pains?
Yep.
He was in Growing Pains? Yep. I didn't even know that one. But yep. Was he a regular or was he just a like one-off cameo?
He was like a little boyfriend.
Okay, all right.
He wasn't like Chandler who died because he was an alcoholic.
Anyway.
Did he die? He was Tracy's, was that
yeah. Name? Yeah, he died in that show. Anyway, go on, I'm sorry.
But the other one from that one, from Inception, thank you very much, would be Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who first gave him a name, Third Rock from the Sun. There you go.
Written by a duo from Toledo, Ohio.
One of the rare...
Is he?
Child actor to adult actor successful transitions in this day and age. So,
no, but he, the show was created by two people who were from Toledo.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So, actually, I remember there being interviews at the time when that first came around in the mid 90s.
B.
So, D, 2, Eric, 2, Floyd, you're still in this.
I'm consistent.
You're still in this. We go to number 6 on the list, please.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides.
D by a hair.
That would be, daggummit, it is. Hold on, Pulp Fiction.
Barely. I'm going to give it to him just barely before I would have called it off. Yes, that is Pulp Fiction. And we have a couple of big ones in there, obviously. John Travolta from way back in the day. Floyd, do you know the name of that show?
John Travolta's show?
Yes.
Like TV show?
What he became famous for.
Mr. Cotter!
Welcome back, Cotter.
Yeah, that, I knew that.
Vinnie Barbaringo.
And,
I was born in 83.
But there's a second one in there.
Bruce Willis
from
Moonlighting.
Moonlighting in the 1980s, which so many modern fans...
Civil Shepherd.
Like
I feel so young Floyd's right
probably
now.
Has never heard of that show.
Nope.
But that was where
Bruce
Willis...
Oh, I love that show.
That was a great, funny show. And Bruce Willis kind of made his name as a result. And then the next thing you know, he had done this little movie, this little independent movie about a guy in a high-rise tower. And he became a superstar. So,
oh, the Christmas movie.
Those holiday flicks just never came out.
Those Christmas movies.
D3, Eric, 2, Floyd, 1, Contact. So, as we go to number 7 on the list, please.
I'm engaged.
Oh my God.
He asked me last
Floyd.
Night.
I have no idea. I was legally blonde.
Nope.
Bridesmaids.
That's Bridesmaids. If you'd waited a half second longer,
it's okay.
You might have had a shot at that one.
I just want to be awesome.
I assume that movie's playing on a loop in your house, Floyd.
You need to give yourself a little bit more time. Stop being so gun shy about this. Or not gun shy, the opposite of gun shy.
Trigger happy.
Thank you.
Trigger happy.
But Bridesmaids has a few different. I could have filled this entire list up with SNL cast members, so I tried to limit myself to this one. And also with Melissa McCarthy between both Gilmore Girls and Mike and Molly before this one made her a superstar. And basically, you know, you one of those things where she, you know, kind of was already known but not a huge star until this. So,
all right, we got to pick it up here.
Yep, number 8, please.
1985 is not his year. But Dr. Brown
Back
is
to the Future.
Back to the Future. Very well done. And we got 2 on that one. Michael J. Fox, obviously, from Family Ties, but also Christopher Lloyd, who had made his name in Taxi before that. So, D,
running. Jim.
I love Reverend Jim. All right, D, running away with it right now. We go to number 9, please.
His marriage is ending.
My marriage is not ending. It's just on hiatus.
D.
Well, it is
family back
Mrs. Doubtfire.
You keep getting right to the edge of me saying you can't. If you're going to buzz in, guess.
Yeah.
Don't guess and wait 5 seconds.
I don't think your game would have been cut off.
I don't think you get to change the rules in the middle of the game, Mr. I'm going to give Floyd 5 minutes to think about it.
That was Mrs. Doubtfire. Obviously, Robin Williams became well known from Mork and Mindy before that, but we also have Sally Field in that one from The Flying Nun.
I knew that one.
And also,
I'm so gay.
Also, Pierce Brosnan was in that one.
Where is he from?
Remington Steele
was a short-lived television
show.
Well, short-lived comparatively. Like 4 seasons. By comparatively, so.
English con man breaks into a hard-working private investigator's office who's created a man because people don't hire female private investigators.
This came on PBS After Dark, didn't it?
No, this was
Jeff,
very much NBC. So,
can I ask Demetrius a side question here? Do you prefer your Scott Bakula in Quantum Leap?
Quantum Leap, hands down. Hands down. Don't even ask.
No Star Trek?
NCIS Los Angeles or New Orleans?
New Orleans, yeah.
Shame on him.
It's a steady paycheck, and he's a great actor. He deserves that, okay?
So. All right, what's up next?
Number 10, please.
Would you like a chocolate?
Forrest Gump.
That's Forrest Gump. Thank you very much.
And
that was Tom Hanks, obviously, but also Sally Field. And Tom Hanks, do you remember the name of his show?
Tootsie?
No.
Wow, Dustin Hoffman.
I don't know.
Bosom Buddies. Yes, very
that,
well done.
His sidekick's got to be mad as hell. That guy was like, I juggle. Like,
he's the guy that started the first season on American Idol with Ryan Seacrest and bailed.
Yeah, no.
Not Brian Dunkelman.
Yeah!
Ryan Dunkelman.
Somewhere Ryan Dunkelman went like this. Someone said my name.
I continue my theory that most people who stick it out with a show to the bitter end are the ones who become the big stars, and the ones who leave the show early in order to better their career never better their career, or almost never better
Catherine
their career.
Heigl.
Yeah, there you
all
go.
Right. Hey, we gotta get quick.
Last
here.
One, please.
It's the real thing. Radio signal from another world.
President. Our intelligence tells us the object is settled
in the station. Independence Day.
That would be Independence Day. And who am I zeroing in on that
you
one?
You would be zeroing in on Will Smith.
That would be Will Smith, because that was his breakout role after
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Do you remember the name? He was in our trivia a couple weeks ago. The character's name?
Sam Hiller.
Close. Stephen Hiller.
Oh!
Okay. And the beautiful Vivica A. Fox.
Yes.
She's still pretty with her new nose, too.
Jeff, D wins again.
Yep. So D's getting back on the horse here. Two in a row. Congratulations, D.
And this was my group.
And these are not like subtle, small wins. These are massive blowouts.
Okay,
so.
We get it. He won.
Yeah. I am patrioting your...
Yeah, he's the Tom Brady of black people playing this game.
I'm still holding out hope.
Which is not a lot.
Which in itself is a black back.
I'm holding out hope for you, Floyd. I'm going to try...
Cool.
Let's try and aim for something that Floyd can actually do well at next week.
This is making me broaden my horizons. I'm learning a lot of new stuff.
Black History Month movies next week. I'm sure there's something out there about W.E.B.
Madea.
Du Bois.
Madea Boo. Everything's going to be Madea.
A Madea Christmas.
And then Selma. Everyone switch it up with...
Is anybody going to be trying to seek out an AMC theater, because they're going to be showing Black Panther for free next week?
Not here.
Yeah. Nope, nowhere in the area, because there are no AMC theaters in the area.
We all know black people love free stuff.
The black man said that.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm taking a bus of us.
Shotgun.
Yep. just to get back at Put-in Bay.
We can be half offended at what he says.
You can go up to like Southfield or Livonia, Dearborn, and if you try to get in for real, I hope they charge you half price.
Which would be me paying more. That would be dirty.
9:34. We'll wrap up soon.
Do the math. 1,000.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Yes. Are we ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, mine is from at Andrea Michaels. It says, remember when some of you said you'll get back with your ex when hell freezes over? Apparently your reunion is Wednesday.
Yeah. I think like 55 million people, so like 1/6 or 1/5 of the country or so is in the path of this cult.
Yeah.
From at Samantha Reese, Sam Reese, I'm at Sephora and the makeup artist asked this woman if she's allergic to anything, and she said, shrimp.
I mean, she didn't lie.
When I fill out like new patient paperwork and it says emergency contact, I'm like, 911. Then you can call my dad.
That's funny.
It's Eric and Floyd, the Morning Reboot, back tomorrow morning between, we'll be here around 5:45 till 10 o'clock. Here then on Q105, we hope you join us.